pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to Idle Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known outdoor celebrity and turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
The bad and the ugly. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the campfire. This is your handsome but yet humble host, coming to you a little bit remote this morning. I'm trying to get my way into the station this morning. I want to welcome everybody to this wonderful warm campfire during the ice age. If you watched the news yesterday and the day in the evening before, you know that it's Armageddon. It's bad out there. I saw a woolly mammoth on the way over here to my location and a couple polar bears. Hey, Vogelvogler, good morning.
Good morning. We're having fun here. The magical gremlins are attacking.
Yeah, I couldn't hear anything. How are you this morning?
Oh, very good. Just took a nice, long, slow ride here, and it was not a problem.
Okay. Well, did you guys even hear me talking this morning yet?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. That's a good thing. Having a little coffee here this morning and trying to get myself together. We was out of electric last night. Electric went out, and Farmington went out, and south of us, and we got pretty much the brunt of the storm where you guys didn't get much up there in the city. So it was pretty weird last night. We left home to try to, we got the last hotel room in Festus because of, you know, no electric. And on that drive from Dittmer to Hillsboro and almost to Festus, we saw like two vehicles other than, you know, cinder trucks and county trucks and state trucks. And there was no lights. There was no gas stations, no street lights, no nothing, no traffic lights. It was just, it was like the Twilight Zone. It was really weird.
Oof. No, thank you. No, thank
you. But you guys did good. You and Maddie made it into the station, and we were concerned about it with all this. And, of course, once again, if you'd watched the news, you would think that everyone was going to die.
Well, it's like some of the overpasses, like the Lindbergh and 40 overpass, was slushy. The one going over Clayton Road was slushy. The highways were fine. I did see people do stupid things on Page and 270 getting off a guy in a white pickup. Did a nice scrape job on the concrete there because he got a little bit loose in his turn. But he was driving, you know, fast. He was driving the speed limit, which you just basically shouldn't do today.
Well, regardless, everybody needs to be careful out there. We got a little bit of precipitation coming down right now, and there's a lot of ice on stuff. But they've got the roads pretty well taken care of, and hopefully this is pretty much over. My understanding is that they're going to have the electric on here for us real soon. Things will be good again, but I've never, you know, with all the tornadoes I've been around and seen and the snowstorms and the blizzards and all the things for years and years I've seen in this area. It's the first time I've ever seen it like that with so dark with no traffic, no vehicles at all. I mean, there was no one out last night.
Whew. That's one of the good things. You stayed off the roads and let the people take care of the roads, which is just an excellent thing. They got to do their job, and it looks like they basically are doing it very well.
All right. Well, here we are in January, and last week was our first show in 2017. And I think we need to play the birthday song for all of our January birthdays. What do you think, Matty G? Vogelvogler?
Mama Vogelvogler. Happy birthday.
Once a year we celebrate with stupid hats and plastic plates the fact that you were able to make another trip around the sun. And the whole clan gathers round and gifts and laughter do abound. And we let out a joyful sound and sing that stupid song.
Happy
Happy birthday.
Now you're 1 year older.
Happy birthday.
Your life still isn't over.
Happy birthday.
You did not accomplish much, but you didn't die this year. I guess that's good enough.
So let's drink to your fading health and hope you don't remind yourself your chance of finding fame and wealth decrease with every year. Does it feel like you're doing laps and eating food and taking naps and hoping that someday perhaps your life will hold some cheer?
Happy birthday!
What have you done that matters?
Happy birthday!
Oh, I never get tired of that. Happy birthday to everybody. January birthday.
Downhill from now on. Try not to remind yourself your best years are all gone.
You're having too much fun here, Rick.
That's brutal. That song is still
if
pretty brutal.
Were all free, then you could
happy birthday, everyone. You know, another interesting point about this ice or snow or when schools used to close because of snow, or there were snow days, or even when you had a job going someplace and it got so bad. We still went to work in bad weather and stuff, but one of the things that we did is we went hunting when there was no school days, whether it was ice or snow, and on days that things were, we'd go for a Jeep ride in the Ozarks. And four-wheel drive in the snow when people were complaining they couldn't get to work. We were out driving around. And I remember one year in the 70s when the ice was so bad, we went coyote hunting on the ice. So, you know, we got out and did stuff. But today, the people are pretty much afraid of all that stuff.
I mean, look at that hunt we had 10 years ago, you know.
Yeah, that's why I posted that. I thought that was interesting. It was talking about the ice in there. We were out on that stuff, and then we got all that snow. And of course, you ruined that hotel room, which is now sealed up, and no one's allowed to go in there. It's kind of like it's haunted. Yeah, it's haunted, all right. But we went hunting in those kind of conditions and stuff all the time, and it's just a whole different world today. And people today are just I don't have to say that. You guys saw that. You guys saw the news. Maddie even said stuff about. If you watch the news and all the, I mean, these people were having a heyday out there, telling you not, they're standing out in it, but telling you not to go out in it. It was real interesting.
Wild, wild. Now, I was thinking back, and it's like, our grade school never called off one day. Our high school did one day, but that's because somebody got the passcode and called in. And there was a big stink about that. So for 8 years of grade school and 4 years of high school, never had a snow day except that one where somebody cheated.
Yeah, when I was in high school, we were very, very, it had to be like 6 foot deep and blowing drifts. And highway, you know, and here yesterday, you know, Highway 55 was closed down here and some other roadways were closed as well. But that was due to accidents more than, you know, there was ice and stuff on it, but it was the accidents, the way people were driving, closing some roads and stuff. But in the old days, and we used to have a lot of snow, and I can go back and look at my family album in the 60s and 70s, we're standing at the school bus stop and the snow is up to our waist, you know, where they plowed it up and pushed it off the road and we're going to school.
God, yeah. Well, you know, teens today don't know how good they have it with these lyric sites to songs also. You know, we used to have to sing songs wrong for years until the truth destroyed us when we found it out with the real words.
What in the world are you talking about?
You know, the old days versus nowadays. These kids are wimps, you know. They know what the words of the songs are. We had to stand in snow. You know, we just sang Louie Louie. You know, what does that mean? We made up our own meanings. God, we're old.
What the hell's going on out here?
Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, left turn. Well. My coffee is laying out in front of the studio here. Not studio, outside the building.
I
dropped it coming in. Raw emotion now, Ray. Raw emotion.
Congratulations. unbelievable. You got a... Tiny Tim was going to go down and do some deer hunting, the Thinking Woodsman, and had to cancel his trip to the Ozarks. It was a lot worse down that way. And, you know, when things get coated with ice, it is bad. I mean, I'm not trying to, what I said earlier, you know, when there's ice on everything, it's not a good thing, especially if it's thick ice, if everything's covered with ice. And it's really dangerous because limbs and stuff come down. There's, without doubt, we lost electric because of the ice on the power lines and stuff. Can you even imagine if we'd had any wind, how much outage we'd have?
Or they said if it would have been 5 degrees colder. Like a couple weeks ago, we had that eighth inch of ice, and it just destroyed everything. And
yeah.
But the temperature was like 10 degrees or 5 degrees, whatever it was. Now with this, it's 30, 31 all the way in. 30 degrees, and they said if it had been 5 degrees colder, there would have been a lot more trouble. You know, the agents, the salt and the beet juice, I don't know why I think that's funny, is, you know, wouldn't have been as effective.
Okay, before we go to break here, I want to tell everybody what we got on the show. Of course, we've got me and the Vulgar Vogler and Matty G. Peanuts here with me. We're going to have Todd Rogers on from Ruttenstrut Outfitters out in Oklahoma. We're going to do a media hunt with Todd in a turkey school, and we'll be talking more about that on the radio show here in the next few shows and get into that. Then we've got Stuart Ruling on to talk a little bit about the Indian Creek shooting tubes, and we're going to relive our hunt with our brother Spence Turner. Cool. And then we're going to talk a little bit. I'm not sure what I want to do in that next segment. Do you have any idea, Volker Vogler?
No. You sent me a list late last night, and I didn't get a chance to read it.
I got people knocking at the door and peanuts barking. Let's take a break, and I got some stuff I want to talk about in the next segment. Take us into commercial, Volker Vogler.
This is Ray Eyes, Eyes on the Outdoors, the voice of the outdoors, and we're going to be right back.
Listen, I sit back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly, flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance, crush a speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly, when I play a dope melody. Anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bulls out of kid, don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.